This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Kusu Chuang. Now, Chuang, it's time for us to look at the headlines, what's trending as well as what's in the papers. But very quickly, we of course have news that the Bar Council as well as Amnesty International Malaysia is urging the Singaporean authorities to stay the execution of Prabhakaran Srivijayan. He is a Malaysian sentenced to death for drug trafficking in the Republic. They're asking for his sentence to be commuted to life imprisonment. The Malaysian Bar, and I'm going to read you from their statement, is the Malaysian Bar's position is that every individual has an inherent right to life. Right to life is absolute, universal and inalienable and must be held inviolate regardless of the crime that has been committed. Now, we have on the line Sharmi Darshini. She's the director of Amnesty International Malaysia. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Sharmi. I want to begin by asking you, in the past, when we've had Malaysians on death row and appeals have been made to the Singaporean authorities to commute their sentence or stay their executions, has it worked?
Good morning, Sharad. Thank you for giving me the space to speak about this. In the past, in the recent past, we know of one other case of Koh Jabing, a Malaysian Sarawakian who was on death row in Singapore. Similar appeals had been made in Jabing's situation last year in May. Unfortunately, the Singapore government did not heed our calls, and he was still executed. In the case of Prabhakaran, who is scheduled to be executed tomorrow morning in Singapore, we are still making those calls to the government and to the courts of appeal, basically for the same thing, because we believe that as long as there is breath, we will still continue to intervene in the case of an imminent execution.
Now, because people are put to death in Malaysia as well for various crimes, I believe in the Koh Jabing case, it was a murder. In this instance, it's a case of drug trafficking. Also, I think there's some complications in the drug trafficking issue, then that has to do with mandatory sentencing. What can you tell us about Prabhakaran's case? Were there any issues with regard to the trial itself and the sentencing?
In the case of Prabhakaran, he was sentenced to death for possessing about 22 grams of diamorphine, which is an illegal substance. What had happened in the case of Prabhakaran is that he had borrowed a car. He's Malaysian. He had borrowed a car from a friend in Johor and driven it across the border into Singapore, where he got caught with the drugs that were hidden in the armrest. And what he had told the police and the courts was that he was not aware that there were drugs present in the car. Now, the thing about mandatory sentencing is that in Malaysia, we do have mandatory sentencing when it comes to drug offences. Yeah, it carries the death penalty as the most severe form of punishment. Both Malaysia and Singapore, our laws, Malaysian and Singaporean laws, say that when somebody is caught with drugs, they are assumed to know that the person, the accused, is assumed to know that the drugs are present, and it's basically presumed guilty before being presumed innocent. And the onus is then on the accused to prove that the drugs do not belong to them, as opposed to what the rule of law calls for, which is the presumption of innocence rather than guilt.
Sharmi, lastly, this of course is a tricky situation beyond the case of Prabhakaran, of public support for the death penalty as opposed to public revulsion against the death penalty in keeping with global trends. Where do Malaysians rate, as in your estimation, on support for or against the death penalty?
We are seeing a change in the trend when it comes to support, in terms of where the mandatory death sentence is being applied to accused persons. Now, the mandatory death sentencing basically does not allow judges to use their discretion to apply a different form of sentencing apart from the death penalty upon an accused. So among the general public, in the general perception of what the death penalty is, we need to understand what the mandatory death penalty means. And when we explain what mandatory sentencing actually carries, people then understand the severity of that sentence. And this is not just something we are coming up with, but there's actually a study that was done by an Oxford professor by the name of Roger Hood, and the study was commissioned by the Bar Council back in 2012. And it studied the mandatory death sentencing for the crimes of murder, drug trafficking, and certain firearms possession. And it showed that the public support for the death penalty, for the mandatory death penalty, actually dropped by 2/3 when people understood that mitigating factors in mandatory death penalty cases do not actually hold water in court because judges don't have a choice.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.